Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us today, and he and I are just discussing how much difference it makes when you believe God for the whole thing and you don't borrow the money.
You know, Gloria, we're talking
personally in the ministry.
We're talking about living a truly rich life.
Yeah.
And part of that truly rich life is living debt-free.
That's right.
And you and I were just talking before we aired here on the broadcast, we were just talking about people who are under the pressure of mortgages and living from month to month and not being able to, trying to come up with the money to pay for that house, to be able to stay in it and the bank not take away that home. And it really is a blessing from God to be able to live debt-free. And just before we went on the air, we talked about, let's pray for people that need to be free from that. So let's do that right now.
Okay.
Let's do that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over everyone right now, every individual that has a mortgage, and we call that home debt-free. We call those cars debt-free in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the lifting of pressure right now, that pressure, that demand, that need for money every month to be able to pay that bill. Father, I thank you that the same anointing that is upon this ministry to live debt-free is upon all of our partners and friends in Jesus' name.
Yes,
they live debt-free. They walk debt-free.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Father, right now for the release from heaven. This is the year of Jubilee. And in the year of Jubilee, every debt was paid.
That's right.
Everyone went free. And
glory
so we receive it, we believe it, and we declare it over everyone right now that they are living a truly rich life in Christ Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well done, Joel.
Praise God,
well
Gloria.
Done.
You know, you and I were just talking here about just the amount of money this ministry would have spent in interest alone.
Interest. Okay.
Had you and Kenneth not made the quality decision, and that's what it took for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in 1967,
when they didn't have much.
And you had, actually, you were in debt at the time.
Yeah.
You made the quality decision to get out of debt, and in 11 months, the two of you were debt-free.
We were.
And then you made the decision for the ministry that you would never borrow.
That's right.
And
we'd already, but we had things to pay off, because
right.
we'd already built buildings and what have you.
And had you borrowed the money, had we borrowed the money from this ministry, we would have paid in excess of $42 million.
$42 million. Interest.
Interest alone.
That should be against the law.
It should be. It should be.
We got everything, you know, then we learned we began to pay it off. But we could have done that at the first, because we had to believe to pay everything off.
Yes.
Sooner or later, if you want to be out of debt.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. And I found this out too. We were just talking about our situation when we got into our house, and it took us 5 years to renovate the house until we moved in, because
we paid cash.
We were paying cash. I think what that did for Terry and me, I know this did it for Terry and me, our faith enlarged. Our faith was strengthened.
Yeah, sure it was
a challenge.
You found out you could do it.
We found out we could do it. And there were days, Gloria, when we'd call over at your house and we need a little encouragement about it. You know, it would be discouraging to go over there and see the same beams week after week. Nothing happened.
Listening for the hammer, nothing was happening.
And so, but we just... We were so thankful that we did that, because we exercised our faith and we scaled a mountain that now we are stronger because of it.
Sure. You know you can do it.
We know we can do it.
Praise
and
God.
The thought, Gloria, of ever borrowing again never
Oh no, that's
enters
not even that's not even a possibility.
No.
It will never happen.
No, and we made Terry and I made the quality decision together in 1998, that we would never borrow again.
Have you lacked anything? That's what
we
they
have
asked
not lacked.
The disciples.
We have
Did
not
you lack
lacked.
Anything?
We lacked nothing. we lack nothing. You know, there's a message that Brother Copeland...
Now, what was that? Did Jesus ask the disciples, did they lack anything?
Yeah. When I sent you out, did you lack anything?
No, Lord, we've lacked nothing.
We've lacked nothing.
That's the way it is. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is amazing.
And we figured up if KCM, oh, yeah. just the ministry, yeah. KCM, the yeah. buildings, it's television, yeah. Yeah. everything.
Yeah.
If we had borrowed money on everything that we have on this property, all the buildings,
that's airplanes.
Airplanes. Cars,
yeah.
trucks.
Yep.
We would have spent $42 million in interest.
Interest
Is that
alone.
Right?
Interest alone. And you think about $42 million worth of ministry, $42 million worth
television time,
$42 million worth of outreach, $42 million worth of books that have gone into the prisons
yeah.
to minister to prisoners. $42 million.
I tell you that just to impress upon you that it can be done
yeah.
regardless of what it is, regardless if it's personal, a small thing, or your business, which is a big thing, or whatever, if you'll get in the Word and you'll get in faith on it and believe God and
That's
say
right.
it with your mouth,
That's right.
you can
That's
get right. out of debt, you can stay out of debt, and you can lack for nothing. Have we lacked for anything?
We've lacked nothing.
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 No.
The blessing of the Lord.
Oh, the blessing.
It makes truly rich,
that's
the
awesome.
Amplified Bible says,
Glory
and He adds
God.
No sorrow or
Thank
toil
you,
to it. And that's what we're talking about on these broadcasts, living a truly rich life.
Amen.
You can do it.
Are we out of time by any chance?
No, we're good.
We're good. Okay.
I'm watching it. Yeah.
Good.
It's exciting.
I could go on and on.
It is exciting. And I so enjoy talking with Gloria about this because she inspires my faith. I know
well,
she does for you as well.
Me.
And to listen to her and for us to talk, because we have outlines here that we're using, and these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. We've got these available to you, but we get to talk in here on this. And I've noticed, Gloria, that less and less we stick with a script.
Well,
which
we
is,
get carried away,
that's,
George.
That's just fine.
Listen
that's
to this, fine. Though. I
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
get to this.
Go ahead.
30 years on the main building,
yeah.
main office building.
Oh, yes,
so the 30
yes.
years
Glad you
that
mentioned.
We've been in the main office
yeah.
building, we would pay it off next year
that's
if
right.
we'd have borrowed money.
We moved in 1986. Had we borrowed the money on that
oh.
building, we'd be
that
having some kind of a celebration.
We would have made somebody up. Rich.
Yes, we would have.
But we didn't
but
do it.
You
we
didn't do
borrow
that.
Money.
I remember the day that Brother Copeland shut down construction on the building
yeah.
because he did not want to take away from direct outreach to mm-hmm. the people. And I can remember
and
times.
We were believing to build a building in cash.
We were believing to build
not
that building.
Not just believing,
yes.
but we had shut the door. We're not borrowing money.
Yeah.
So it was either believe yeah. or sit on the street. I mean, we were not going to borrow
no,
money.
No. I can remember one day I came out here, Gloria, and the building, the concrete of the building, all of the various floors.
Foundation
of it with the steel beams.
Yeah.
So you could stand on the top floor and get quite a sweeping view of the lake out here. And I came out here one day to specifically pray over the building because it was at that point that we had stopped construction. And I came out to the property. I went up to the building. I stood there. I just began to declare the word of the Lord over it. And I think about that. And I think about the people that have prayed for us and
yeah,
stood with us.
Partners.
And that building has been in operation since 1986. We are still in it.
1986.
And it is still producing
yeah.
the word of God over
That's
there.
Right.
We're in another building here in the studio on the property. But that building has been faithful. And it didn't cost us or the partners any extra money in interest. That's truly
Look
rich.
Look at how much more we could build if we didn't pay interest. I mean,
yeah.
you know, if we believe
yeah.
God.
Yep.
There's no limit.
Yeah.
There's no limit when you believe God.
Yeah, you know, we talk about it when people come out to the church on Sundays or Wednesdays. And from time to time, as the Lord leads me to,
it's
remind
inspiring.
Them. It is inspiring. And I remind the congregation, you are sitting in a debt-free building. You're sitting in a debt-free chair.
That's never had debt on it.
That never had debt on it. And I encourage them, let that debt freedom
Amen.
Rub off on them. And I believe I'm saying this to our partners right now. Let the anointing that's on Kenneth Copeland Ministries you sow into this ministry, you give into this ministry, you should reap out of this ministry the anointing that's upon us, and you should reap that same anointing for debt freedom that we operate in here, that we operate personally in here and in the ministry here, and you take that and you use that and you live debt free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I want to encourage the people that are watching us right now, and don't know if we'll get to much of this, Gloria, but I really sense a strong unction on what we're saying, that don't be discouraged if you are in debt. Make the quality decision to live debt-free. That's what Kenneth taught me. That's what you taught me.
Right.
Make the quality decision right now to live debt-free. And what will happen is the Lord will begin to lead you. He'll begin to guide you. That's what He did with Terry and me. The money began to come in. You see, the quality decision, which I'm saying you see because you know this, but the quality decision that we make opens the door for faith to operate.
That's right.
And it opens the door for us to take a stand according to the Word of God that talks to us, but owe no man anything but to love Him. Mm-hmm. Stay out of debt, it says in the Amplified Translation. So you stand on that word, you exercise your faith in that word, and the Lord will begin to lead and He'll begin to guide.
Put your faith in the covenant.
And He'll show you what to do, and He'll show you how to get out of debt. And He did the same thing with Terry and me, that when we made the quality decision, we made the quality decision. How did I learn that? I learned that actually sitting over there at, well, I don't know if we were at this table or not, but I was on the broadcast with Kenneth. This was 1998, talking about living debt-free.
Yeah. And did you get under pressure?
Well, that was the day he said to me, because we were actively determined to get out of debt. So I came on the broadcast to talk about that. But he said to me on that broadcast, he said, George, he said, you and Terry had a nice house. You sold that house. We sold a house into another family.
It was a step of faith.
It was a step of faith. And when we came to you and Kenneth to let you know we were sowing that house, and Kenneth said, he said, are you in agreement with each other? I mean, you didn't have a whole lot to say. He said, are you in agreement with each other, you and Terry? I said, yes, we are. And then you said, this is what you said.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
You said, that's a big seed.
It is. Was. I told the truth.
That's what you said. It's a big seed.
At least I didn't say anything negative.
No, you said, I didn't expect you to. But you said, that's a big seed. And so we did that. And then we moved over to another area of town. We borrowed the money on a new house. So we're in here on the broadcast. And Kenneth looks at me and he says, George, you got out of that nice house. You got debt free. Why did you go back into debt?
Did you break out in a cold sweat?
Well, it just, the air was sucked out of the room. And I was just saying to myself.
And you wished you were sucked out with it. I know.
Well, no, here's what I was saying. I was saying, this is good for me. This is good for me. I need to hear this. I need to hear this. I need to hear this. And instead of him making me answer that question, he answered it for me.
Well, that was good of him.
And he said to me, he said, your faith was not strong enough or big enough for that. He said, you have to develop in your faith in these things. But he said, it begins with this. You make the quality decision to live debt-free and God will see you debt-free.
That's true.
That's the way he sees us. So, that night, after the day of broadcasts, after that day that people still come up to me and remind me of it, but I think it helped a lot of people. And I went home that day, and Terry and I, we sat down on the bed, and we had one of those long talks, one of those talks that you have to turn the lights on because it got dark outside. And we made a determination. We heard from the Lord, and what we decided to do was we decided to sell the house that we were in. We decided to get out of debt, and we decided that we would trust God in the next house, and He took care of us, and He did it all.
It worked.
It works.
Praise
now,
God.
It took a few years.
How long would it take to have paid it off? You'd still be working on
that.
Oh,
we'd still be working on that house.
For many years.
We'd still be working on that house.
Yeah.
But when we made that quality decision to live debt-free, and you know something, Gloria, as a result of it, as a result of being debt-free, we feel truly rich. We feel like there's nothing.
You know, you can believe for anything now. And
yeah, nothing's impossible to us. Yeah. There's nothing because the faith, the faith project that we exercised our steadfastness in, it happened. It came to pass. And I know that you and Kenneth have done the same thing here in the ministry as long as I've been here. I've been here 38 years with this ministry. I came when the ministry was 9. You weren't on television yet. You weren't on radio yet.
You've been here a long time.
And so I've watched over the years, and I've seen how the two of you have handled the challenging situations that we face, whether they're financial or family or whatever has gone on. And these two have operated in a place of faith that has been an inspiration to Terry and myself. We live by faith.
Yes, we do.
We live by faith in this family. We live by faith in this ministry family. And what we did was we set ourselves on a course to believe God to be debt-free, and He got us debt-free.
Praise God.
And like I said, it took a little bit of time.
Have you ever regretted that?
Mm-mm. No.
No,
I don't regret. I don't regret any of it. I don't regret any part of it. And the thing about debt, I struggled with this in the beginning. I got under condemnation for getting into debt. And that, I highly advise you not to do that.
No.
Don't let that condemnation. And this is what the Lord said to me. Well, actually, it was what Kenneth said. We have a series of CDs that you preached a message in it. Kenneth preached several messages in it. I preached several in there, and the people can get this. It's called It's Time to Be Debt-Free.
Praise God.
It's Time to Be Debt-Free. And I would advise you to order that, go online.
Did we do that at the church or where?
We did that during 30 Days of Glory.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that we had here many years ago. And I pulled the messages about debt freedom and put them together.
Praise God.
And then Gloria, you and I did a 4-week study on how to be debt free. They can also get that. The reason I'm saying all of this is because you need help with this.
Yeah. And it's a step of faith.
It's a step of faith.
But you get the word on it and you can do it.
And we did, Gloria, we did everything that you taught us to do. And what I did was I put it down on paper. And thus those messages have become what you taught Terry and I to do. And even on that series that we taught about debt freedom, Terry and I did, after you and I did our teaching, she and I did an internet special, and we taught for 2 hours on the journey that the Lord took us through. It's included in all of those products of what she and I did in detail. And I had Terry tell it because it's the female side that, you know, I sit here and I tell you we were debt free.
Yeah.
Terry will get into every detail of what we did. But what we did, Gloria, is we followed you and Kenneth, and we walked the path. And we have no regrets. And to this day, you know, the Bible says, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich. He adds no sorrow to it. And I have to tell you, Gloria, that because of the teaching that you have done, Terry and I are living a truly rich life.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray right now.
God,
we pray over every person that is believing to be debt-free.
Yes, we agree with
that. Father, Gloria and I stand with them right now, according to the Word of God, that you'll lend to many nations and you shall not borrow.
Praise
that God. We stand on that Word and we believe that Word together, Father, for everyone to live a debt-free life.
Yes, amen.
The pressure of the monthly payments, the pressure of the added interest, in Jesus' name, we stand together in faith
debt-free.
And we believe your word for debt freedom.
Call yourself debt-free.
Yes, that's
Jesus
it, Gloria.
Name.
Call yourself debt-free. Say, I am debt-free.
Glory to God.
I am debt free in Jesus' name. I receive the blessing of the Lord in my life.
Praise
and we are debt free. We drive debt free cars and we live in debt free houses. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We receive that. We receive it. We receive it.
You know, in the natural, people think about doing that and they think, well, we'll never have anything. And the truth is that you can have everything when you start using your faith.
That's so good.
Isn't that right, George?
That's it, Gloria. Yeah.
Before you had to get a house that you could afford, you know, I've got to make payments. I have to be able to make them. So I'm going to just do that. I get this size house because that's what I can afford every month. But then you get on your faith and you believe God for a house.
That's it.
Paid for. And there's no limit to what you can
do. That's it.
Isn't that right, George?
Yeah. When you made the quality decision, you said yourself, you said, we're doomed. You said, where? You wanted a house. Yeah. Kenneth wanted an airplane.
Uh-huh. He didn't care about the house. If he had some wings, he'd be alright.
But the Lord.
He cares about every
aircraft this ministry has ever had, debt free.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome?
It's wonderful.
George and I want you to get a hold of this
because
we know
what
it's done for us.
Yes.
So don't miss any of the broadcasts. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.